Makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truche, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show with our special guest, Alan Ladd, the star of the Paramount picture, And Now Tomorrow. Also, Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Billy Gray, Leonard Sousa's orchestra, The Sportsman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
The smallest of the 48. You've got no prairie moon for which coyotes croon. But I still think that you're great. You're such a teensy weensy fool, little Rhode Island. Let all the Texans yip-hi-yay. You're still the best part of this land I dearly love. And I'll include Iowa. They've written songs about the South. They've written songs about the North. And I have heard them say there's nothing finer than Carolina in the morning. But how about the nights in poor little Rhode Island? Be careful if you're fancy free. In Providence, one day, he stole my heart away. I dream of her constantly. Let the sun shine bright on your old Kentucky home. Rhode Island's the place for me. And here's another chorus.
Poor little Rhode Island, be careful if you're fancy free.
In Providence, one day, she stole my heart away. I dream of her constantly. California, here I go.
Way back east where they got snow.
Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, yes.
You should have been at my party last year, Harry. What a spread.
Well,
we had roast duck, roast turkey.
Yeah, but Eddie...
Fried chicken, squab on toast.
Look, Eddie, I was there last year.
Wasn't that salami delicious?
Yeah, Eddie, but wasn't that unusual, having salami and cranberry sauce?
Well, Harry, I did have a turkey last year, but it was so tough I was afraid to cook it.
It was tough?
Harry, they sent this bird to our boys in Australia. It flew back across the Pacific under its own power, and when it landed in my backyard, it had three rising suns painted on its chest.
Eddie, listen, that I don't believe.
Well, that's why I had to have salami for Thanksgiving, Harry.
Well, listen, you ought to be ashamed of yourself,
what?
Eddie. Why, as cheap as Jack Benny is, even he had a turkey last Thanksgiving.
I know, Harry. I tasted it at Jack's house, and it was delicious.
Oh. You were at Jack Benny's house last Thanksgiving?
No, last week. Jack makes a turkey go a long way. But I have a surprise for you, Harry.
What?
Tomorrow we're going to have a big 20-pound turkey.
Oh, boy.
I got to go now and pick it up. The Russian, Mad Russian, is out getting some of the other things, Harry.
Oh, hello, Mr. Canner.
Well, Leonard Sousa. Come in, Leonard. Hey, Leonard, you know you're coming to my house tomorrow night for dinner, huh?
Gee, that's swell. But if I don't eat anything, it's because I'm in love.
So you're really in love, huh?
Yeah. This morning when I got up, I put my left shoe on my right foot and my right shoe on my left foot.
Oh, must be love.
Besides, they feel better that way.
You know, Leonard, I've invited Nora Martin to my house, too. Oh, hello, Nora.
Hello, Mr. Davis.
Hey, listen, Nora. What attraction have you and Leonard got for each other?
Well, we're both the same type. We're both very shy.
That's right.
You see, Mr. Canner, when I see a boy, I run and hide in the closet.
Yeah, and when I see a girl, I run and hide in the closet.
Yeah, but what fun is that?
We both pick the same closet.
Oh! Is that the phone?
Yeah.
Wonder who that is. Hello? Hello?
How do you do?
Russian?
Yes?
Tell me, did you get those cigarettes yet?
Right now, I'm in the store.
Yeah?
They haven't any Raleigh's, Camels, or Old Gold. But do you like Philip Morris?
Yes.
haven't got them either.
Of course.
Well, there you are. Yeah.
Well, what do you know?
What?
There's no turkey on this scale.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Canner. If you really want a big turkey, you'll have to buy a live one and kill it yourself. Now, here's a tip.
Oh, God. What does he weigh? I mean, without you, Herman, what does he weigh, this one?
Oh, 30 pounds. 30 times 16, 18 up.
18 bucks. There you are, 15, 16. Here you are.
Thank you.
Gee, Herman, the way he's looking at me. What did a turkey ever do to me? How could I ever kill him?
Canner, you'll kill him. Just make believe he's a stork.
Well, Harry, won't our wives be surprised when they come home and find out we have the Thanksgiving dinner all prepared?
Yeah, but see, I wish my wife would get here to take care of the baby.
Oh, Harry, you shouldn't be like that. Your wife's doing a good job where she is, wrapping Christmas presents for soldiers and hospitals.
I know, but leaving me with a baby. I've done more wrapping today than she has.
Oh, stop. Let's get on with the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, well, what about the turkey, Eddie?
Harry.
What?
I haven't the heart to kill the turkey, Harry.
Well,
I can't do it. If he looked a little like Jessel, I wouldn't mind, really. But I can't kill him. So you know what? Harry, I called up a couple of the boys and told them to send over the toughest guy in Hollywood to do it for me.
Eddie, you didn't.
Yep. Oh, that's what you get for yelling. You woke up the baby.
Well, it must be feeding time. I'll give him his milk. Huh?
Yeah. I can't get over it. You're naming him after me, Eddie Canter Von Zell, Jr.
Yes.
I wonder what he'll be when he grows up. What did you want to be when you were a kid, Harry?
Well, I'll tell you, Eddie.
Well, don't laugh. What? What did you want to be, Harry?
Well, I wanted to be a taxidermist, but I didn't have the stuff.
No. Harry, stop showing off in front of your kids.
Yeah. Here, come on, son. Take this milk your daddy's holding. You know, if you drink your milk like a good boy, you'll grow up to be big and strong and have muscles, like your mother.
Go. Go.
Oh. Go, go.
I wonder what the baby tries to say when he says go, go.
Huh? They're always wondering why I say goo. If I get any more of that milk, I'll be saying moo. Why don't they give me a steak? Guess it's because I ain't got no teeth. I ain't even got hair. Gee, I'm a mess. Gosh, if I look like this now, what will I look like when I get to be my old man's age? Probably like my old man. No, not that. Look at him. My father. Not so. Wanted to be a taxidermist, but he didn't have the stuff. P.U. Wonder why he don't tell those bum jokes around my mother. Maybe he did once. That's how he found out she had muscles. Uh-oh. What is my old man bringing now? I knew it. Over on my back. Grab my leg. More talcum powder. That stuff tickles. I know if he sprinkles it on me, I'm going to giggle.
Eddie, isn't my baby wonderful?
Yeah. Eddie Canter Von Zell, Jr. Harry, I tell you. Hello? Who's this speaking?
Hello, Mr. Hussein.
Russian, this is Canter. Now, what's with the cigarettes?
I got you plenty of cigarettes. Lucky's, Chesterfield's, Old Gold, Philip Morris,
Follies, and some of them have hardly been smoked.
How could you stoop so low?
I bend over and there I am.
Any man that would send you on an errand must be a stupid, moronic idiot.
How do you do?
Yeah. Hurry back to the house, will you, please? Hey, Harry, the Russian will be here in a... Len, what are you doing here?
Well, Nora and I came to help you prepare the Thanksgiving dinner, but she's in the kitchen with Harry Von Zell. The cad.
Tell me, are you jealous?
No, but I got a good mind to walk in that kitchen and say, put up your hands and fight.
You going to say that to Harry?
No, to Nora.
Oh, I can't believe... Leonard, let's tiptoe over to the kitchen and see what's happened.
Nora, may I? Just one?
No, Harry.
Oh, please. You know how I love to slice bread, especially whole wheat.
All right, go ahead, Harry. In the meanwhile, I'll wash these dishes for Mrs. Cantor. I've already put in the hot water and the soap.
Yeah, oh, but wait, Nora, wait. I must read my poem before you do the dishes.
Oh, I love poetry.
Oh, well, then listen to this. I love thee, child, as a father loves a daughter. So heed these words of devotion. Ere you put your hands in that hot, soapy water, use Truchet, the beforehand lotion.
Harry, that's poetry?
Yeah, well, it's a...
Harry, don't you know that rhyme doesn't pay?
Oh, now, wait just a minute, Nora. In this case, it does pay very well. For it will pay you to smooth on a little Truchet before you put your hands in hot, soapy water. Then Truchet will really help you to keep your hands smooth, soft, and lovely. For Truchet's beforehand protection will help guard your hands, even in hot, soapy water. It will help protect them from roughness and dryness. So why don't you help yourself to softer, smoother, lovelier hands? Begin today to use Truchet. Truchay. Truchet. That fella coming up the walk there?
I don't know. Maybe it's the tough guy they sent over to kill the turkey for me. Harry, look! It's Alan Ladd!
You? Eddie Cantor?
In the flesh.
You ought to send it out to be pressed.
Oh! Oh! Oh, that's very funny!
Who's that guy?
That's Harry Von Zell, our radio announcer.
You know, that's funny. Some guy I bumped off yesterday looked just like him.
He did?
Yeah. Well, after I bumped him off.
Oh, oh, that's a good one.
Shut up. All right, come on now. Let's get up to business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have a little job for you to do, Mr. Ladd. Do you think you can handle it?
There's no job too tough for me. In the old days, I could take a pistol and shoot a cigarette out of a guy's mouth.
You could?
Yeah. But nowadays, I just shoot the guy and grab the cigarette.
Oh, I see.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, well, look, you woke up the baby.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know there was a baby here.
Sure, there he is, right over there in the crib.
Oh, what a cute little guy. Look at him peeking through those bars. What's he in for?
Nothing.
Oh, framed, huh?
No, that's his crib. He plays in there.
Yeah? Well, little fella, here's something to play with.
Hey, don't listen. Don't give him that gun. He might shoot himself.
Nah, he's too young to know he's your kid.
Oh, you shouldn't have given the baby your gun, Mr. Ladd.
Come on, we're wasting time. You sent me $25. You got to kill him you want done, right?
Right. Right.
Okay, but you guys will have to get rid of the body.
Oh, we're not going to get rid of the body.
You're not?
No.
What are you going to do with it?
We're going to put it in the oven.
The body?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Somebody's been telling you wrong.
Look, you don't understand. We've got a lot of guests coming over to dinner, and if you don't kill this bird, they'll have nothing to eat when they get here.
You mean you're going to eat? No, not that.
Eddie, well, let me explain this. Look, mister, all we want you to do is take your axe and go out in the backyard.
An axe? Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a minute, boys, I've had enough of this. I just came over here to do a little job.
I don't want to win the Academy Award.
Miss you. Miss you.
Remember our sick and wounded fighting men in the Army and Navy hospitals. A gift from you will mean a brighter and merrier Christmas for them. Why not put your thanks to those Yanks into a Christmas package and send it to your nearest American Legion post? Or, if you buy that extra gift in a department store, just ask the clerk to send it to the Legion. Wounded fighting man knows you remembered him on Christmas Day by giving a gift to a Yank who gave. I love to spend each Wednesday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true, I'm telling you just how I feel.
Listen in again next week, same time, when we will broadcast from the Navy's Sixth War Loan exhibit in Chicago. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truche the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. Good night, everybody.